差这十二个人去吩咐他们说，外邦人的路你们不要走，撒玛利亚人的城你们不要进，宁可往以色列家迷失的羊那里去，随走随传，说天国近了，医治病人，叫死人复活，叫长大麻风的洁净，把鬼赶出去，你们白白的得来，也要白白的舍去，腰带里不要带金银铜钱，行路不要带口袋，不要带两件褂子，也不要带鞋和拐杖，因为工人得饮食是应当的。你们无论进哪一城哪一村，要打听那里谁是好人，就住在他家，直住到走的时候。进他家里去，要请他的安，那家若配得平安，你们所求的平安就必临到那家，若不配得，你们所求的平安仍归你们。凡不接待你们不听你们话的人，你们离开那家或是那城的时候，就把脚上的尘土跺下去。我实在告诉你们，当审判的日子，索多玛和俄摩拉所受的比那城还容易受呢。我差你们去如同羊进入狼群，所以你们要灵巧像蛇，驯良像鸽子，你们要防备人，因为他们要把你们交给公会，也要在会堂里鞭打你们，并且你们要为我的缘故被送到诸侯君王面前，对他们和外邦人做见证。你们被交的时候，不要思虑怎样说话或说什么话，到那时候必赐给你们当说的话，因为不是你们自己说的，乃是你们父的灵在你们里头说的。弟兄要把弟兄，父亲要把儿子送到死地，儿女要与父母为敌，害死他们，并且你们要为我的名被众人恨恶，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。有人在这城里逼迫你们，就逃到那城里去。我实在告诉你们，以色列的城邑你们还没有走遍，人子就到了。学生不能高过先生，仆人不能高过主人，学生和先生一样，仆人和主人一样也就罢了。人既骂家主是别西伯，何况他的家人呢？所以不要怕他们，因为掩盖的事没有不露出来的，隐藏的事没有不被人知道的。我在暗中告诉你们的，你们要在明处说出来，你们耳中所听的要在房上宣扬出来。那杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们，唯有能把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，正要怕他。两个麻雀不是卖一分银子吗？若是你们的父不许，一个也不能掉在地上，就是你们的头发也都被数过了。所以不要惧怕，你们比许多麻雀还贵重。凡在人面前认我的，我在我天上的父面前也必认他；凡在人面前不认我的，我在我天上的父面前也必不认他。你们不要想我来是叫地上太平，我来并不是叫地上太平，乃是叫地上动刀兵，因为我来是叫人与父亲生疏，女儿与母亲生疏，媳妇与婆婆生疏。人的仇敌就是自己家里的人，爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒；爱儿女过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒；不背着他的十字架跟从我的，也不配做我的门徒。得着生命的将要失丧生命，为我失丧生命的将要得着生命。人接待你们就是接待我， 接待我就是接待那差我来的。感谢神的话。
Good morning.
各位早。
God bless you all, and especially for those who were baptized this morning, we just want to congratulate you.
愿神祝福各位，尤其是今天早上受浸礼的。
And I hope that this is a very powerful morning for you.
我希望今天的早上是个对你来讲是非常重要的一天。
I also understand many of you won't be here next week, but you're heading to Israel.
我知道下个星期你们部分不会在我们中间，因为你们去了以色列。
Could those who are going please stand?
尤其是如果下个星期去以色列的，请你起来，站起来。
Now I know some have already left, but I want to take a moment to pray for you who are traveling.
我知道有部分已经去了中国了，但是我也希望有这个机会帮你们祷告。
Let's pray.
我们一块祷告。
Father, I thank you for these people who are coming home to see you in your holy land.
天父，感谢你，感谢你有一群弟兄姐妹回家来到那个圣地。
We pray that these brothers and sisters will be kept safe throughout all of their travels.
我们祷告希望所有的兄弟姐妹在路途上都有平安。
And as they have the opportunity to experience the land, Jesus, where you walked and talked and lived.
这一群的弟兄姐妹有那个机会一次的走遍你主耶稣能在这个地方走的。
We pray that their eyes will be open to even new wonders from your gospel.
我们就祷告这一群的弟兄姐妹他们的眼睛能够明亮，能够看到那个新的那个思维。
We pray this trip may be an amazing part of their testimony as they share with others the glory of God.
我们也祷告就是这一次的路途成为这个一群弟兄姐妹他们生命里面重要的一部分。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
谢谢。
Today I've been asked to speak about the destiny of the church.
今天你们要求我在这里能够一同的分享关于那个教会的命运。
Now you may have heard me share before that my belief is the church is the collection of Jesus' people wherever they are.
可能以前也有听过那个教会就是一个跟随耶稣的人的那个群体。
Because the Greek word ekklesia means a calling out, an assembly.
在那个希腊文那个原文这个 ekklesia 就是现在英文的教会。
And so today as we look at the destiny of this group of people,
我们今天我们就一块来分享这一群跟随耶稣的人的命运。
We're not looking just at the group gathered in this room or in this building this morning.
我们不单只是看我们在这里一块聚会的或者到其他教会聚会的。
But the destiny of the group of people who have been Jesus, who have lived, who are living now, or who will ever live.
在这个群体呢，就是跟随耶稣的一群人，不管是以前的、今天的，是将来的。
Now we become part of the group of Jesus' people. We become part of the church when we accept that Jesus died for our sins so we may be redeemed.
当我们接受主耶稣为我们死，然后复活的话呢，我们就进入这个群体了。
And when we come to have faith in this, we become part of the church.
我们对这个有信靠的话呢，我们就成为这个教会的一部分。
We know that God sent Jesus to this world to live, to teach, and then to die as the price for our sin.
我们知道天父派耶稣到这个世上来，就是会在我们中间生活，然后把教训别人，然后就使人家得救。
But when we think about the destiny of the church, we need to know that Jesus didn't just die and rise to heaven, but he is coming back again.
但是如果我们成为这一群人的教会的一部分的话呢，我们不单只是相信耶稣是死了复活，但是我们也要相信呢，耶稣会再来的。
And it's when he comes again that our destiny will be fulfilled.
当主耶稣再来的时候呢，我们的任务已经完成了。
In the Nicene Creed that was written at the Council of Nicaea,
在那个纳西亚的在那个 Creed 这个地方
，It says this.
他有这一句讲话。
On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and he is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end.
在这里他要讲，就是第三天他活了，按照那个经文里面所预备的。 他会升升到提到天堂上面去，还有呢在这里在坐在父天父的右边，他会再来在荣耀里面再来，然后审判有生命的，还有已经死亡的，还有呢他的国度是永远长存的。
Now in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 and 17, it says, For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书四章十六到十四节，他们有这样讲，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响。在那基督里死了的人必先复活。
After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever.
十七节他这样讲，以后我们这活着的还存留的必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这里我们就要和主永远同在。
And what a glorious day this will be.
那这一天是那么荣耀的吗？
But when does this day come?
但是这一天是什么时候才来了？
So many people have believed that this day is coming very soon.
很多人相信这一天很快就会来临。
But people have been believing the day is coming soon for 2,000 years.
但是2000年来每一天都有人相信这一天是会来的。
We don't know if it's coming tomorrow or next week or not for another 1,000.
我们不知道这一天会不会是明天，或者是下个星期，或者是再过一千年才到。
So as the church, what are we to do until then?
但作为教会，我们在这个时间怎么做呢？
Do we wait and sing songs and pray?
我们是不是我们在这里等候、唱歌，还有那个等待？
No, the Bible tells us that we are to proclaim His death and His resurrection until He comes again.
不单只是这样，在圣经里面有要求我们去宣扬这个信息，还有呢就是要增长。
Until this destiny is fulfilled, we have a job to do.
直到这个命运到来的时候呢，之前呢我们都有工作，我们有负责的。
So in the word we heard from Matthew chapter 10,
在那个马太福音第十章里面
,verse
23
says,
第23节这样讲
,When you are persecuted in one place, flee to another. Truly I will tell you, you will not finish going through the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes.
23节就是这样说，有人在这城里逼迫你们，就逃到那城里去。我实在地告诉你，以色列的诚意你们还没有走遍，人子就到了。
And verse 26 and 27 say, Do not be afraid of them. There is nothing concealed that would not be disclosed or hidden that would not be made known. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. And what is whispered in your ear, proclaim it from the rooftops.
26、27节就是这样说，所以不要怕他们，因为掩盖的事没有不露出来的，隐藏的事没有不被人知道的。我在暗中告诉你们的，你们要在明处说出来，你们耳中所听的要在房上宣扬出来。
And verse 32 and 33 say, Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven.
32-33 节也 有这样说，凡在人面前认我的，我在我的天的父的面前我必认他，凡在人面前不认我的，我在我天上的父面前我必不认他。
Our job is to proclaim Jesus' name.
我们的任务就是要宣扬耶稣的名。
Not to hide it, not to keep it from people, but to share it with them, to shout it from the rooftops.
我们不要把它隐藏，我们要把它从我们在房上面去宣扬出来。
So that other people will know the glory of Jesus.
等到其他的人都能够得到这个耶稣的荣耀。
When they took the final supper before Jesus' death, we know that Jesus said, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
在那个最后的晚餐的时候，耶稣有这样讲，就是这是我的身体，为你们舍的。
And Paul teaches this from 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
在保罗在哥林多前书也有这样说。
For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
在哥林多前书11章有这样说，我当日存给你们的，原是从主领受的，这是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来。
In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
在25、26节，他就说，饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢喝这杯喝这杯，是表明主的死，直到他来。
Mark chapter 16 verse 15 says, Preach the gospel. And Revelation 22, in Jesus' words, he says, I am coming soon.
在马可福音还有在那个启示录里面也有这样提到，就是耶稣说我会再来。
The prophecy of Isaiah 61 tells us two things. One, we know that Jesus accomplished one of his goals, preaching the good news and becoming the sacrifice that saves us when he came to earth.He told everyone God's new plan of salvation, and he was crucified.
在那个以赛亚书第61章1-3节，他就谈到那个教会的任务，就是说你们要增长，要预备他的再来。
But the prophecy contains another goal. He will fulfill that other goal. He will be our Lord and Savior. He will rule at God's right hand, and he will take vengeance on the people who do not follow God when he comes back.To earth in his second coming.
在那个启示录22章里面也有提到，就是说我会再来，到时候你们就只有一个目标，就是说把那个福音传出去。还有呢，你们需要另外一个目标，就是说你要把我会坐在那个天父的右边，凡不跟随我的都要被抛弃。
Okay. So our role as the church is to grow and prepare for his return, at which point we will fulfill our destiny.
在我们作为一个教会的目标，就是我们要增长，我们要传扬他的福音，到时候到耶稣再来的时候，我们的任务就完成了。
And the destiny of the church is to be the bride of Jesus.
就是教会的命运，就是作为耶稣的新娘，或者是叫新妇。
Now this is a difficult understanding of theology.
这个在那个在那个这个是比较困难的去理解的一个事情。
But if you turn to Revelation 21,
但是如果我们在启示录21章里面
，we read verse 1-8.
在1章1-8节就有这样提到。
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth.For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband.
1-2节就这样说，我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶稣亚纳。有神哪里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐等候丈夫。
And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God.
我听见在第三节，我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看啊，神的帐幕在人间。他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
He will wipe every tear from their eye. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
第四节，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号。当痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. And then he said, Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.
在五节，坐宝座的说， 看啊，我将一切的都更新了。又说你要舍上，因为这些话是可信的，是真实的。
It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. Those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters and the liars, they will all be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur.
在那个启示录的二十一章的六到八节，他也就继续讲，他要对我说，都成了，我是亚拉法，我是俄梅加，我是初，我是终，我要将生命存的水白白的赐给那口渴的人喝，得胜的必承受这事为业，我要做他们的神，他要做我们的儿子，他要做我的儿子。我要打落的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、人乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的和一切说谎话的，他们的粪就在烧着的硫磺的火炉里面。这是第二次的洗。
Now verse 2 says, the New Jerusalem will be prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband.
我们就留意第二节到第三节讲的，就是我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷有神哪里从天而降，预备好了，就如新服装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
Now the other scripture that refers to the church as the bride is Ephesians chapter 5.
另外在那个以弗所书里面也提到那个耶稣跟教会的关系，就是好像这丈夫和妻子的关系。
Where it tells us, husbands love your wives just as Christ Jesus loved the church and gave himself up for her.
他说你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如耶稣爱教会，为教会舍己。
It tells us that people will feed and care for their body just as Christ does care for the church.
就是说你们就如你们喂养你的身体，就像教会喂，就是耶稣喂养他的教会。
And it says in verse 32,
在以弗所书五章三十二节，他会这样讲。
That this is all a profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ and the church.
在这里讲是，这是极大的奥秘，是我指着耶稣和教会说的。
What Ephesians tells us that this image of the church being the bride is not easy to explain.
在那个以弗所书里面讲到那个教会就好像一个新妇一样，这个是不是容易去解释的。
It is a mystery to us.
这个是奥秘。
Because when the destiny of the church is fulfilled at the second coming,
在那个教会当那个耶稣第二次再来的时候，这个教会的命运已经完成。
The wonderful union of all of us people coming together with Jesus is beyond the words or understanding we have to explain.
在那个时候，我们所有相信主耶稣的人都联合在一起，这个好处就是不能够用词来形容的。
Because how can we explain something so wonderful as every single believer being brought together with Jesus in one union?
能够说所有相信耶稣的人都能够在一起的话，这个经历真的是不能够形容的。
So the best analogy that Paul has is to talk about it as a bride.
所以在最好的那个比喻，能够保罗就用那个新妇来做这个比喻。
We use marriage because no other word can describe a bond that is emotional, intellectual, spiritual, and physical.
透过那个婚姻的这个比喻，就能够好好的表达这一个连在一起的一个机会，里面的包括呢情感，包括呢意念，也包括呢灵魂，也包括呢肉体的联合。
Because marriage in God's eyes is a complete union.
因为婚姻在神的眼里面是一个完全的那个联合。
And so in this union of marriage with Jesus,
跟耶稣在联合在一起的时候，
He is the head, He is the husband, and we are the bride.
耶稣是头，耶稣是丈夫，我们是那个新妇。
As a man, sometimes I find it hard when they describe that I am going to be the bride.
作为一个男人，有时候我真的不能够接受说我是新妇。
Because I'm used to being the man and being in charge and being the head.
因为我是男人，我是一般我是在我是头，我是下命令的。
But the Bible tells us that together we will submit before Christ.
在圣经里面说，我们要在耶稣，我们要顺服耶稣基督。
And so in preparing for the destiny of the church,
所以我们要预备那个教会的将来的命运的时候，
we are to prepare as a bride prepares for a wedding.
我们就要预备，就好像那个新妇预备呢，为了婚姻做各样的预备。
Because Christ is preparing as the bridegroom.
因为耶稣将就是成为那个新郎。
The book of John tells us that he has gone to heaven to prepare a house with many rooms.
在那个约翰福音里面就是说，耶稣先到天堂去为我们预备地方。
And so we need to prepare to fill those rooms in the house.
但是我们就要预备了，就要把住在那个地方里面去。
Our role is to be faithful and to grow.
我们的任务就要忠诚和增长。
And so if you think about the way that a woman prepares for her wedding,
那我们想象一下那个一个女孩子要预备她的婚礼的时候，
From the very beginning of the relationship, she holds a hope in her heart that this will be the man who will honor her.
在那个谈恋爱的时候，她的心里面有一个期望，就是说这个是我以后的那个丈夫。
It's like this when we begin our relationship with Christ. It begins with a hope in our heart that this will be the thing that fulfills us.
就是说好像我们跟耶稣建立个关系的初期，我们就有一个期望，就是说我们跟这个耶稣会建立一个很好的关系，也是我们的将来的命运。
Becoming a Christian is like beginning the relationship, courting, or to start to date.
作为一个基督徒就好像跟耶稣开始谈恋爱一样。
And sometimes we only do it occasionally, one date a week. We might have a little bit of time in prayer or going to church.
初期谈恋爱的时候，我们可能每个星期来见面一次，就像我们上教会一样，每个星期来一次。
But as the relationship grows, we become more comfortable and we begin to spend more time together.
但是当这个关系慢慢的成长的时候，我们就越来越感觉呢，希望能够多见。
And we learn to communicate better.
我们也学习的，大家会沟通越来越好。
And so we spend time in our relationship, not only learning how to speak to Jesus, but learning how to hear from God.
就是我们跟耶稣的关系一样，就是我们慢慢的要学习呢，不单只是跟耶稣建立的关系，也我们要学习呢听神的声音。
And then we make the commitment to the relationship, like getting engaged. We enter into a relationship with Jesus through baptism.
然后呢，我们对这个关系呢，就那个承担就越来越重。
And we accept that Jesus through His death has paid the bride price.
那就我们也接受了耶稣为了我们的罪也付上了代价。
And so we begin our preparation for the wedding.
那我们就开始准备这个婚礼了。
And once we are walking as Christians as part of a church, it is our job to prepare as a beautiful bride.
当我们加入的教会以后，我们同时间也是要做一个准备，成为一个新妇。
Some of the tasks are very tedious. They're administration tasks because there are lots of details that need to be done.
进入教会以后，我们感觉有时候呢，我们工作是比较繁碎，但是呢，也是很重要。
And some of the tasks are joyful to undertake.
但是有的工作呢是做起来呢是比较开心的。
Because a bride preparing for the wedding wants to look radiant and lovely.
但是就像那个新妇准备那个婚礼的时候，她会把自己弄到最漂亮。
And so for us as the church, we want to appear radiant and lovely when we enter into the church to enter our marriage with Jesus.
就也像我们的教会也是一样，就是我们希望到时候跟耶稣见面的时候，我们是有荣耀也要漂亮的。
And so while our service may be the organization of the details,
这虽然我们在那个在崇安排那个崇拜的时候有很多的细节。
The way that we grow our hearts through prayer and worship and study of His Word makes us beautiful to Jesus.
但是在过程里面，我们从那个研读那个圣经，还有跟耶稣建立那个关系，那我们的心呢就越来越成长起来。
And so we can see that through a relationship from the beginning to the end, the relationship is always changing and maturing.
所以呢，你们我们也可以感觉到跟那个耶稣的个关系由开始就开始越来就有那个成长的。
And so it's absolutely the same for the church.
这个在教会也是一样。
The church in the book of Acts began as churches of people gathering in homes.
在那个使徒行传里面，当时教会开始的时候是家庭教会。
There were no gathered meetings like this. There were no buildings for the church to meet in.
当时呢，他们没有一个建筑物，好像今天我们的教会的。
And then in 312, the church became sponsored by the Roman Empire.
到那个公元312年的时候，那个教会就由那个当时的那个罗马帝国就承认成为那个国家的教会。
And so the church moved from being in people's homes to a government-sponsored religion.
那当时那个教会呢，就从那个原来的家庭教会就变成国家承认和支持的一个教会。
And the church began to spread in different forms to the east, in India, and in China, and also down south into Africa.
那当时候呢，那个教会也开始增长了，也慢慢的去延到非洲、亚洲，尤其是中国。
And so from the year 300 to the year 1300, 1,000 years, there was very little change in the church.
在那个公元3300年到公元1300年这段时间呢，教会的没有太大的改变。
And between 251 and 1378, there are no writings on how the church functioned.
那从那个公元271年到公元的1348年这一段时间里面呢，就没有太多的那个文献是关于教会的。
There are no descriptions of how a worship service looked or took place.
里面也没有太多的那个谈到教会的聚会的情况的这一类的那个文章。
Then the Enlightenment came, and all of a sudden the church exploded out of the buildings and back into people's homes, back into people's daily life.
后来呢，有一次很大的启发，那个教会就从那个建筑物里面也进入的人群。
The Reformation came, and the church spread from being in the West, just the Catholic Church, to many churches with different ideas and different ways of practicing.
在那个宗教改革以后，那个教会也慢慢也发展得很快，从那个天主教也发展到其他的那个派别。
And then in the 1600s, the global mission movement began, where it wasn't just about sharing your faith with the people in your community, but following the command to go to all the nations.
在那个17世纪的时候，这突然来了一次那个全球的圣教运动，那个教基督教就从当时就从西方就蔓延到其他的世界的其他各地。
And then in the 1900s, very rapid change.
到那个20世纪，那个教会就有一很大的很快的增长。
Did you know that until the 1600s, there were no chairs in churches?
可能你们没有留意，在世纪以前呢，在教会聚会是没有座椅的。
They were just big empty buildings where everybody would stand very close.
就是当时呢，就是一个很空白的地方，就是每个人都在站在一起，很逼迫的。
And it was in the middle of the 1800s that the piano and the organ came into worship.
到那个18世纪的时候，那个才用那个音乐，那到时候有那个钢琴。
Before that, people just sang with no instruments.
之前呢，所有聚会的人就是唱歌，没有乐器的。
And now we have whole bands and microphones and overhead technology.
那现在呢，就科技比较发达了，我们就什么都有了，投放器啊，也有那个乐队啊，一大堆。
And everything is changing very quickly.
那所有都变化得很快。
Is that a bad thing?
这个是坏事吗？
Not at all. The church will always be changing.
这个不是坏事，因为教会是永远在改变的。
Today there's a large variety of churches.
今天有很多不同的教会。
And this morning you can go into the next room or across the road to the Catholic Church or to the Salvation Army or to the Presbyterian Church and there'll be very different churches happening right now.
在今天有很多教会你可以来这里，也可以到对面的一个天主教的教堂，也可以到长老会，也可以到其他不同宗派的那个基督教的教会。
Are they wrong?
他们有错吗？
No, they've changed in different ways than us.
一点也没有错，他们这按照不同的启示，他们去改变。
But as long as they agree with this, then we are brothers and sisters.
有一天他们一天我们都相信以下的一个重要的事情呢，我们都是在主里面的弟兄姐妹。
Is the gospel of Jesus Christ being preached and our people being saved?
不管是什么宗派，我们最主要的就是说福音有没有传出去，那个人有没有被救赎。
That is what is important.
这个是最重要的。
The church will always be changing as we grow to fulfill our destiny.
那个在达成我们最后的命运的时候，教会是会不断的改变。
But as long as the thing that is at the core of the church is always to proclaim Jesus' death until he comes.
那个最重要就是我们核心的价值是不是要宣扬耶稣的福音。
Then we are growing to be a beautiful bride.
那我们就会每一天都会增长成为一个美漂亮的新妇。
Some things we have to adapt and change with.
有时候我们需要去适应环境改变。
As we prepare for this great wedding feast.
当在我们准备这一次的那个婚礼的过程里面。
But we must always be faithful to the gospel.
但是我们最重要的我们是对那个福音有那个忠诚。
We must always be growing in our own faith.
在我们在这个信仰里面我们一定要有成长。
And we must proclaim Jesus until he comes.
我们也最重要我们也是需要宣扬耶稣基督直到他再来。
We remember the gospel is this.
我们要记得在经上面有经文里面有这样讲。
That God created us.
神来创造我们。
That we turned from him.
那我们要回到神里面。
That as Jesus, he came to save us.
耶稣来了就拯救我们。
And that soon he will be coming again to fulfill the destiny of the church as his bride.
也有一天他会再来能够完成整个教会的使命。
Let's pray.
我们一同的祷告。
Heavenly Father, we want to be a beautiful bride. We want to be prepared for you so that when the destiny is fulfilled, on that day that you come again, that we will be ready.
我们在天上的父，我们愿意成为那个新妇，我们愿意每一天的预备你的再来，你来的时候，我们会是一个很漂亮的新妇。
Help us to be good servants and to be thorough in our preparation in our own hearts.
父，求你使我们成为一个忠心的仆人，但你再来的时候，我们是一个漂亮的。
And as we struggle to understand this profound mystery that is us coming together, billions of people to be one bride.
当我们在那个尽量的追求这个奥秘。我们这个奥秘就是说你再来的时候要上千上万的人都在一起在一个团体里面。
Help us to honor the bridegroom we are preparing for.
那我们就在中间就是那么有福气也有荣耀能够预备这一天。
Help us to honor Jesus as we proclaim him to everyone who we can tell it to.
父啊，求你能够带领我们，能够在你追随你，能够宣扬你的福音。
Let us have the courage to shout the name of Jesus from the rooftops.
就求你给我们那个勇气，在房上能够宣扬你的福音。
Because it's Jesus who is our destiny.
因为耶稣就是我们的命运。
And it's in His mighty name that we pray with confidence, Lord, knowing that that day is coming soon.
就是靠耶稣的名，我们在这里一同的祷告。
Amen.
Amen.